Hello.
Hi, is Kevin in?
Speaking.
Hey, Kevin, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. How
How
are
you
you?
doing? You got a couple minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. I know I tried to call you on Friday, but I guess you were in a meeting with the CHP or something like that.
Yeah. Yes,
Yeah.
yes.
Everything all right?
Yeah, everything is good. It's
Okay.
just one of those it's the audit kind of thing.
Oh, okay, that's
Yeah.
interesting. All right, well, I just kind of wanted to go over your file. I know you've been working with Nicole here, and I know you were looking anywhere between 50 to 100K. Is that right?
Yes.
Is there any way you can give me like the details on do you have like a specific amount? I know you're saying a range, but is there a target?
Well, that's the target. I mean, like I said, I really don't like, like I said, if you tell me, it's just how much can you guys get me approved of? And that's the thing.
Well, that's what I'm trying to, because I'm one of the underwriters on the team. I'm trying to determine what you're going to be using the money for specifically before we give you the approval. So can you give me details?
This is the money is for hiring more drivers, okay, and then just basically upgrading my equipment. The thing is, DOT is require by the end of this not this year, but by the end of next year, we're supposed to update it's called electronic log.
Okay.
Okay, so basically we need to update on all of every truck in the fleet. It's like whatchamacallit, it's like it's called ELD.
ELD. And does that, and you, when you say you have to upgrade that, the logs, does that s cost a specific amount to do that? I mean, when you upgrade your logs.
We for each it's called each machine to install into the my truck. It's like, let me see, per truck is about 5,000.
Okay.
So I got six trucks, about 30,000, and then the other one is for hiring new drivers,
Okay.
more drivers.
Got it. Okay. Now, when you do this to your trucks, what type of return does that bring for your business?
Probably like three times as much because it's mandatory by the DOT, and basically I have to push up my more rate of going out.
Oh, okay. So you're able to
Yeah,
increase your rates. You said it's
increase
mandatory
my
by the
rate.
DOT?
Yeah, DOT is Department of Transportation.
Oh, Department of Transportation. Okay.
Yeah,
Okay. So, and then
by
when
the
you
end.
do this, you can increase your rate.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely.
Okay.
So if I'm getting about 6,000, 6,000 going across country right now, I probably could get like what, 8,000?
Oh, nice, man. And
Yep, yep.
what's the how many how often can you do that? So how many of those do you get a month, basically?
A month, probably do like about four trips.
Okay. Four trips. So you can make, is that four trips per vehicle?
Yeah, a four trip per vehicle.
So you're talking times six vehicles, 24 total trips, right? At 8,000
Yes.
per?
Yep.
24 times 8.
As of right now, I'm doing about 100 and 120,000 per month
Yeah,
with
so
my
that's gonna
six trucks.
bump you up to around 190.
So,
Wow.
and then the reason why I'm hiring more driver is so I could put teams on it. So that's what my regular customer require, not require, but asking it for it, because when that law become effective, it's going to be worse for them.
Okay.
So
Okay, well, also, I know you're basically a new business, right? You've only been in business for about a year,
yes.
right? Okay. So
Oh
that
yes, yeah.
I need you to keep in mind that it's hard for me to approve a business when they don't have much time in business. Okay.
Okay,
I am
so.
working with you here. I'm going to try to make something happen for you, but I just want you to understand where I'm coming from as far as
Right.
our side of getting you approved.
Right.
Now, how soon are you looking to bring on the funds if we can get you approved?
As soon as possible.
Okay.
like I said, as soon as possible, because right now I'm in the process of hiring more drivers. But see, like I said, honestly, I already have, like, you know, pre-approved. And it's just like, I don't like, you know, the interest rate for them is kind of high.
Okay.
So, which I don't like. I mean, I would, you know, like I said, if you guys give us like a year or 2 years, maybe we even pay it off. Like, I talked to Nicole and she said there's no penalty on that.
Yeah, there's no penalty. So, what other options do you have right now?
I have, like I said, I've been pre-approved for 100K of working capital through my bank. So this is a line of credit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Credit. Okay. You know, the things with the lines of credit, though, is you got to understand is that they could, with some of the businesses that I work with, a bank can call on the line of credit at any time. And then, you know, that part of it is kind of can be rough for a business owner, especially brand new.
Right. I mean, like I said, I really don't want to, but like I said, we are doing basically great right now, okay? Because I have a contract with, you know, my shipper over here that's going back and forth. We're doing great, but it's just more of a mandatory by the DOT. That's the reason why I need more drivers coming in.
Okay.
To put it as a team per truck.
Okay, well, I want to do something to help you, but I know that we do, with our lines of credit, you weren't approved because of your credit score. Are you aware of where your credit's at right now?
Yeah, should be in the 800.
800s? Yeah, well, we pulled you, and we have you at a 634.
634?
Yeah, so that's why it was difficult to, you know, line of credit really wasn't an option.
Right.
Because of your credit score. So I guess there are some remaining balances on there that I wanted to kind of go over with you and ask you basically an explanation. So I know you have a past due amount of with Allied Interstate. Does that ring a bell at all?
Allied Interstate, no.
Okay, it's like $371. I don't know, but I guess you had some past due balances with some companies here, so which was a little bit of an issue.
Okay.
Do you know?
Wait a minute, because when I pulled it up, there wasn't any of that LI whatever you just saying. Because what it is my score. I know because I think I pulled it up about 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know, what I can do is I'll send you. I'll have Nicole send you a copy of it.
Okay.
Your credit report. So that way, you know, we don't try to hide anything from our customers.
Oh, no.
You know,
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, with that one right there, like I said, all my payment on every single one of them is auto pay.
Okay.
So, I mean, even for my, you know, phone bill, whatever it is all set up, for auto pay.
All right. I'll tell you what. I got all the information I needed to get right now. I should be calling you towards the end of the day, and I will be able to talk some numbers. How does that sound?
Okay, that's fine.
All right. I appreciate your time, and we'll be in touch.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.